Welcome to the Fast Foodies, your home for all things fast food. I'm Isaac.
And I'm Sam. If you eat food, then this is the podcast for you, because that's all we talk about.
Get ready for spicy takes and fresh food. Now let's get into it. Today is episode 4, and we are ranking milkshakes.
Milky shakes.
Lord help me.
Today on the podcast, we have our favorite British person from over the pond, Tyler Russell, a Sonic employee. Welcome, Tyler.
He's also Cajun.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you.
That's Irish. I'm also have kind of
what
Irish.
What do you think I am? Tyler, were you working for Sonic back when they had the roller skates?
They still do. They're just optional now.
What? What?
Are you telling me that the roller skates used to be mandatory?
Yes.
Bro, imagine you apply for the job and they're like, you must wear roller skates or you're fired.
Do you think there was a roller skating test for the employees before they got hired? Because what if they hire someone who's like, great employee, has tons of experience, they just can't roller skate?
They're in a wheelchair.
Roller skating wheelchair?
That way, they're like, it's like a one built-in roller skate. Before we start ranking milkshakes, another reminder that you can follow along with us on tiermaker.com, and that link is down in the description below.
Order up, chow down, and let's rank some milkshakes.
All right, Sam, what would you like to start ranking? You know, I'm changing my mind. Tyler, what restaurant would you like to rank first?
Let's do Whataburger.
What a burger. All right.
More like what a milkshake, am I right? Huh?
You literally have used that joke every time we've ranked Whataburger.
I just don't understand why they're called Whataburger if they sell more than burgers.
Whataburger has a couple special flavors. They got the Dr. Pepper shake flavor. They got white chocolate raspberry. You know of any others?
No.
I mean, I know, obviously, like vanilla and chocolate. Well, what do you think about Whataburger milkshakes?
So the only one I had was a Dr. Pepper, and I think it was yummy.
You literally gonna put it in yummy?
Yes.
He said it was yummy, so it's yummy.
I gotta agree, though. I think Whataburger milkshakes are like the average milkshake experience.
I agree.
You said last episode that like Whataburger employees do 15 things at once, and I think that just degrades the quality of the milkshake because they're like doing 13 things, and so the milkshake is just not shaken enough with, you know, it's a middle-of-the-road average milkshake, you know?
That's reasonable. And I feel like when they have these special flavors, they aren't flavorful enough. So the Dr. Pepper one just tastes like vanilla with a hint of Dr. Pepper. The white chocolate raspberry, again, it's just vanilla with a hint of white chocolate raspberry. I want flavor bursting in my mouth, okay? With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and put Whataburger in yummy as well.
We all agree. What?
This is crazy. It's a good start to today.
What? Honestly, if I was Dr. Pepper, I'd probably sue Whataburger for like how average their Dr. Pepper milkshakes are.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, bro?
Honestly, it's kind of disappointing.
You're sitting out here representing the Dr. Pepper. He worked for 8 years to get his doctorate in deliciousness.
Bro,
and
man,
you're just throwing his name in the trash.
Did you work 8 years for your professional yapper degree? Because you like to yap a lot. Next up, let's go ahead and rank Chick-fil-A.
Oh my God. I love Chick-fil-A's milkshakes, man.
They're so good. And I worked there. And even after working there, I still love them.
I remember it was a long day of ministry up in Dearborn, Michigan. And we all went to Chick-fil-A. And I'm like exhausted. I felt like I had just walked 3 days in the Sahara Desert. And I'm like, give me a milkshake. And they gave it to me. And it picked me right up, man. I was
so
like,
refreshing, right?
I felt like I had taken a one-up from Mario. Man, I'm putting Chick-fil-A up in the scrumptious. I don't know what they're doing to those milkshakes. I'm almost convinced that they're like putting like some secret sauce in there. Not literally sauce because I hate sauce, but like secret ingredient.
Yeah, I'm a former Chick-fil-A employee. And what's your favorite flavor? I'll tell you all about it.
Vanilla.
You're highly disappointing me right now. For me, it's got to be strawberry. That strawberry puree is so good. And fun fact, you can get a strawberry frosted lemonade where they put the strawberry puree that's the same as the milkshake in a frosted lemonade, and it is so fire. So if we were including the frosted lemonade with Chick-fil-A, they'd probably be in scrumptious. But since I don't think we're doing that, I'm going to put them in delicious. Tyler, how do you feel about Chick-fil-A milkshakes?
I've never had a Chick-fil-A milkshake.
What?
But from these descriptions I've heard, I'll put them in delicious.
All right. I know people are probably going to judge us for this, but we are ranking Wendy's Frosties as if they're milkshakes. I know they're not. Don't come at me. But we wanted to include Wendy's. So we're going to go ahead and rank the Frosties. How about you start us out, Tyler?
They're definitely an iconic drink. And since you could put your fries in them, I'll put it one up to delicious.
All right. That is fair. That's true. They are good for fry dipping.
Wait a minute. Y'all put your fries in your Frosties?
I mean, are you judging people who do that?
A little bit, man.
That reminds me, I got my wisdom teeth out last summer, and they had just come out with the strawberry Frosty. That thing was fire right after getting my wisdom teeth out. It tasted so good. And for that reason, I'm going to put them in yummy, but I'm going to just put them behind Whataburger. They're good, but you know, I'll take most milkshakes over them.
I agree with you. And I think that the option to put your fries in this makes it worse. I think that's like the cursed knowledge. I'm putting it in yummy behind Whataburger, man.
So you put it in the same place as me, but for the most random reason.
Yes.
Okay. All right, next up, the California favorite, In-N-Out. They have like three items on the menu, and this is one of them.
Get an animal-style milkshake?
Animal-style milkshake. Does that have the special sauce?
As for the milkshake itself, I mean, I go to In-N-Out, and I'm like, ooh, burger, ooh, fries, no, whatever. I'm not out here thinking, I'd like one milkshake, please. Like, I'll take it if I'm really yammering for a milkshake, but I'd rather get my milkshake in somewhere else. So I'm putting this in edible.
I mostly agree. I've only had a milkshake one time, and it was strawberry. I'm not going there for the milkshake ever whatsoever. It's just the added bonus. If I really was craving a milkshake, maybe I'd think about it. I'm not going to be that mean. I think I'm going to put it in yummy, but I'm even going to put it behind. No, I'm going to put it in front of the Frosty. Behind Whataburger, but in front of Wendy's. In yummy.
I actually remember the first time I went to In-N-Out because it was my 16th birthday.
Yo, you're quinceañera.
That's 15. What did you think about the milkshake?
So, I don't remember it being super creamy, like super mind-popping. So, I'll probably put it in edible.
That is fair. Sounds like In-N-Out is not the top-of-the-line milkshake.
They're not the best milkshakers.
Okay.
That's a good joke.
Your joke is so old. It's so old.
Next up, we're going to be ranking the Steak and Shake milkshake. Steak and Shake, because it has shake in the name, you have to expect that they're like, you know, they really care about their milkshakes. They mean business, and they really do. They have a lot of flavors. I think it's almost too many flavors. You walk in there, and it's like, what the heck am I looking at, man? But if you know what you want, then it's good. It's great. There's some good milkshakes. I mean, they're not on the level of, like, revitalization, but they're up there. So I think I'm going to put them in delicious.
All right, so I'm looking at this menu right now, and they have quite a nice selection of flavors. And I think I've had it a couple times. And what makes it really cool, you got the old diner feel to it. And
yes.
It comes in a glass cup. Yes. With a straw.
I love it. It makes me feel like
my grandparents when they were kids.
Yes, it makes me feel like I'm a boomer. But like the good part of being a boomer.
Yes, like the good old days when America was great.
Whoa.
I love America.
Hold on, bro.
All right. I myself am going to go ahead and put Steak and Shake in delicious behind Chick-fil-A, actually. I haven't had it enough to really be huge for their shakes. All right, Mr. Milkshake Expert Tyler, what would you like to do with Steak and Shake?
Whoa.
I remember when I used to live in like Denton, Irving area, my mom used to always take us to Steak and Shake when she first came back after being in Iraq. So for all those memories and how good they used to be, I'm going to put them in scrumptious.
All right, next up, a local Texas favorite.
Brahms. Brahms, Brahms. We got Brahms. Oh, yeah.
Sam literally has been begging to do that for multiple episodes, and I finally caved because he's editing this one so he can say it.
Yeah, it's my choice, all right?
Ever since I moved to Texas when I was 9, I have loved Brahms. I didn't get into their shakes until maybe a couple of years ago because I didn't realize how good they were. But my favorite ice cream is birthday cake ice cream from Brahms.
Ew.
And then
what?
Don't even talk to me.
What flavor even is birthday cake?
It's the best flavor. It's
least
the blue
diabetic
one.
Item in America.
Okay, listen to me. You take the birthday cake ice cream and they can take it and make it into a shake. At Brahms, they can make any ice cream flavor into a shake. And it's so darn good. Literally, even vanilla, everything. It's so good. And there's chunks of birthday cake in the shake.
Bro, this sounds like my worst nightmare plus type 4 diabetes. Like a diabetes type that's not even been discovered yet.
Because of this amazing birthday cake shake and how much I love their shakes, scrumptious. Top of the line right now.
Diabetes in a cup right there.
But value, you can't beat Brahms. Like $1.50 for a scoop of ice cream. A milkshake's only like $2.50. And another thing, if you order a meal, which the food's pretty good, you can exchange the drink for a milkshake for the same price.
What?
It's actually insane. Brother. If you get a chicken tenders meal, which I know is very good already, and then you, for the same price of like $8, which is like nothing, you get a milkshake as your drink. It's
amazing.
How
have they not gone bankrupt?
They're so good. And they have a grocery store. Like, how could you not love this place?
So Brahms, like you mentioned, very great restaurant. I mean, I could go off about that. Like, they have a grocery store. Their water is like life water. I know this is like a very unknown take, but whenever I get water there, like the bottled water, it makes me go insane. Please trust me. Try their bottled water. It's like spring water. Okay. So the milkshakes at Brahms, really, really good. Their ice cream is good. So it only makes sense that their milkshakes would be of the same quality. And I just think that it's like heaven for your taste buds, okay? I'm putting this baby in scrumptious at the very tippity-toppity scrumptious.
Is the next hit going to be bottle of water?
Dude, we should do an episode about bottled water.
Okay, literally.
Brahms would be the top. I swear to you, I'm not lying.
Shout out to my parents, my mom and dad. I love you guys. I know you're listening. They have given me so many ideas, and this podcast could literally go on for seasons, tons of episodes. We have so many ideas. We got pizza. It's not even on the schedule yet, but we have so many different things that we could rank. I don't know if we have time, and I don't know if I have it on my schedule next semester to do it, but I would love to keep doing this. All right, Tyler, where would you like to rank Brahms?
I haven't had a milkshake from Brahms, but I've had that ice cream. And if that ice cream is as good as the milkshakes, I'll put them in delicious.
And last, but certainly not least, our very own guest's home restaurant, Sonic.
Gotta go fast. You like the little hedgehog?
I personally am a fan of Sonic. Not quite as much as Brahms. I just feel like the shakes, they have a lot of variety, probably even more. They probably have the most variety of milkshakes than anyone. And when it comes to all drinks and everything, Sonic is definitely the top choice. Their milkshakes are super good, but I don't think they're quite as good as Brahms. And I don't think they're quite as cheap unless you go during like happy hour, which is most times. But I just can't rank them quite as high as Brahms. But I will be kind and I'll put them in scrumptious for your sake, Tyler, but behind Brahms. So second place. All right, Sam, where would you rank the Sonic milkshake?
I'm going to be so honest with you. They just haven't given me the life-changing experience of Chick-fil-A or Brahms, but I think Sonic still has good milkshakes. And I actually am also a big fan of their slushies too, which is kind of sort of a milkshake. They're really good. Okay, listen, they both come in cups. They're like shaking their head at me like I'm insane. They both come in cups. You slurp them through a straw and they're not like liquid or solid. They're kind of in the middle, okay? I will be putting Sonic right on up there in delicious.
All right, Tyler, tell us about Sonic and where you're going to rank it.
So I've obviously had a Sonic milkshake because I do go there. And sometimes we do have special edition ones. But me and my friend, me and her always get the chocolate Oreo shakes. And because of those memories, I'll put them in scrumptious.
I mean, I feel like you got to do that. They might give you a raise if they hear this. So shout out to the Sonic in Waxahachie, Texas.
Next to Life School.
Next to Life School. Give Tyler a raise. All right. So that wraps up our rankings. Do we want to do a quick review?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I have Brahms and then Chick-fil-A up in scrumptious. In delicious, I have Sonic first and then Steak and Shake. Yummy, we have Whataburger and then Wendy's and the Edible, we have In-N-Out.
All right. For me, I have Brahms and scrumptious, followed by Sonic. In delicious, alone is Chick-fil-A. In yummy, we have Whataburger, In-N-Out, and Wendy's. How about you, Tyler?
Okay, so for scrumptious, I put my home place, Sonic, and Steak and Shake. And in delicious, I put Chick-fil-A, Brahms, and Wendy's. Yummy, I put Whataburger. And the disappointment of California, I put In-N-Out as edible.
Wow, making all those Californians really mad about that.
Yep. All right, now let's go ahead and transition to some Sonic trivia. Are you ready, Tyler?
Absolutely.
All right, first trivia question. Number one, Sonic started in 1953 in which American city? And I'll give you options, okay? Option one, Seattle, 2, Portland, 3, Shawnee, Oklahoma, or 4, Minot, North Dakota? I don't know.
It's definitely not that one.
Okay, what do you think it is?
3, Shawnee, Oklahoma.
That is correct. Good job. Question number 2. Who is the parent company of Sonic Drive-In? Is it A, Darden Restaurants, B, Inspire Brands, or C, McDonald's?
I feel like it would be 2, Inspired Brands.
That is correct. And fun fact, Inspire Brands also owns Buffalo Wild Wings, Arby's, and Rusty Taco.
They have the meats.
They don't have the shakes, though.
Nope.
All right, Tyler. True or false, Sonic Drive-In is in every state.
False.
What? What?
I believe it's in 33 states.
They're in 46 states.
He was close.
Correct.
I'm proud of him
on being false.
Okay. And for our final segment of the day, do you have any stories you'd like to share with us?
So one good story I have, back in the summer, me and my friend used to always close. So afterwards, we would always eat dinner out on a patio. And then one time, I went to the bank to deposit all my tips. I swear this bank teller gave me the weirdest look when I gave over $100 worth of singles.
Why?
I think she thought I was like a dancer or something.
Can you imagine, Tyler? Okay, I'm not going to imagine that.
I don't think anyone wants to imagine that.
One time I went to McDonald's and I had to pay entirely in like a roll of quarters.
And they're like, all right then. Like they took it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, bro. I just.
I'm this a broke college student.
This is all I have left.
And for a bonus segment, do you have any fun facts about Sonic?
So in Sonic, the drink possibilities are 1,063,953 ways. Can make a drink.
With all the different drinks, if you combine them in all the different ways,
yeah,
there's over a million ways to do that.
Because you could put chocolate and caramel in the drinks.
Well,
we've had people order chocolate Dr. Pepper.
Very interesting.
Least diabetic American drink.
So Sonic is the place to go if you want to try the weirdest combinations. And with that, I think that wraps up our time today with Tyler and also our time with the Shaky Milks. I really had a lot of fun this episode. I'm sure you did too, Sam. And we are so grateful for you being on the episode with us, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for coming on.
And next week, we are going to be ranking sauces. And this could get very controversial. Sam, the sauce hater, the fists will be flying.
Bro, they're all going in disgusting. I'm telling you.
You're ridiculous. You are ridiculous. But tune in next week for that. As of right now, have a great rest of your day.
Stay safe out there and don't get your car keyed.
Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure to tune in next week for more fast food fun.
This has been the Fast Foodies Podcast,
where taste meets debate.